It's Tuesday, the 19th of August, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The Cybersecurity Incident Response Team has warned of a surge in global threats from Stellar Logs, which are malware that secretly collects passwords, banking details, and corporate data. Last year alone, more than 4.3 million devices were hit, with 330 million credentials stolen and later used in ransomware attacks. NAMCS IRT team member is calling on Namibians to improve cyber hygiene through multi-factor authentication, regular updates, and early detection tools.
The Namibian Cybersecurity Incident Response Team warns of a growing cyber threat known as Stellar Logs, generated by malicious software. These logs secretly harvest sensitive data such as passwords, banking details, and authentication tokens, which are then sold on underground markets. Alarmingly, infections have surged by 6,000% since 2018, with over 330 million credentials stolen in 2024 alone. Criminals often use these stolen details to launch ransomware attacks on organizations.
MTC has launched a rural network optimization initiative to address coverage gaps and poor service quality in the north. Following a 2,000-kilometer audit across Utapi, Oshakati, Rundu, and Katima Mulilo, the project seeks to improve connectivity in underserved areas. MTC spokesperson Erasmus Nekundi.
We have been receiving complaints and consent from our customers in relation to network connectivity, and we decided to go to those areas where these complaints were really coming. So it was a deliberate move to do network audit in areas where most complaints were coming from. And that is now where the Buffalo project was launched. And it was launched specifically to look into these issues that we have identified so that we solve this problem and improve connectivity in those areas.
South Africa's agricultural exports to the United States climbed sharply in the second quarter, supported by a strong harvest and rising global commodity prices. Isaac Lukando picked up that story.
South Africa's agricultural exports to the U.S. rose 26% to $161 million in the second quarter, driven by a strong harvest and high global prices, according to the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. Key exports included citrus, wine, juices, and nuts. But the momentum may stall. On August the 7th, Washington imposed a 30% tariff after trade talks collapsed, threatening the export-driven sector. In response, South Africa is pivoting to new markets, including a deal with China to export five varieties of stone fruit, offering a crucial lifeline as U.S. access tightens. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Meanwhile, the country's agriculture minister, John Steenhuisen, says the agricultural sector has demonstrated remarkable growth and resilience in the face of global trade headwinds. The ministry's spokesperson, Jolene van Wyk, says these results show how urgent it is to resolve the ongoing tariff talks with America.
The figures speak for themselves. In the first quarter of 2025, South African agricultural exports to the U.S. were $118 million. Up by 19% year-on-year. This growth is not merely a statistical anomaly, but a reflection of a bountiful harvest, a surge in high-quality produce, and the efficient operation of our ports.
And Myanmar will hold nationwide elections in December. Critics have already said the military planned election in a country that is embroiled in a civil war will be neither free nor fair because there is no free media.
Some 55 parties, including the military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party, have registered to run in the first polls in nearly 5 years. But it's unclear how voting can take place when the military government is believed to control less than half the country. The rest is held by pro-democracy resistance fighters or ethnic minority rebels. The armed conflict has been ongoing since the military junta seized power in a 2021 coup that ousted the democratically elected government. The junta's leader, Min Aung Hlaing, who led the coup 4.5 years ago, has said the vote must go ahead and has threatened severe punishment for anyone who criticizes or obstructs the election. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na, or on our various social media platforms. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.